We had a couple of shirim on the Akedah. And as I mentioned, I'm not... this shir is focused on tefillah. So I'm going to skip the actual parsha of the Akedah. Those are psukim in the Torah. And we'll leave that for Parshas Vayera. So I'm going to skip to the tefillah after the Akedah. So we begin, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, K'mo Shekavash Avraham Avinu Esrachmav. Go ahead, please.
Sorry?
You can't find it in your sitter?
No, I want to ask it, please.
Go ahead.
I have an introduction before we skip to the conclusion. An introduction. He says, it's almost like an afterthought when he says, okay. He says, the Shua, the Chesed, the last thing he says, it's like the last line.
I think it's to bring us into the parsha, so he mentions it last. Yeah, but those are all mentioned at the Shua that he promised us at the Akedah. He promised Avraham Avinu at the Akedah. Actually, now that Paul mentioned, there's in that introduction, there are those that ask. It says, we ask Hashem to remember the bris, the covenant, v'sachesed, and the kindness, v'sashua, and the oath, shenishbata l'Avraham Avinu b'Har HaMoriah, that you swore to Avraham Avinu at Har HaMoriah, v'esu akedah shogat Yitzchak b'noi, and the akedah that he bound Yitzchak his son al-gabei mizbeach. Now the Mefarshim ask, if you look into the parsha, the akedah took place before the shua. First, the Akedah took place, and then Hashem gave Avraham Avinu the oath, "Minishbati nu Hashem, ki an asher asiso sador hazeh, since you did this, lechasachta zbencha etzichidcha, kivorecha verechacha, therefore, since you didn't withhold your son, your one and only son from me, therefore I will bless you." So the Shua took place after the Akedah. So why in this tefillah do we mention the Shua, do we mention the oath before the Akedah? So I saw in the Mefarshim that there is the Gemara says that part of the Shua was that every time B'nai Yisrael mentioned Akedas Yitzchak, Hashem will consider as if Avram is tying Yitzchak at that moment. So that is the Shua we're trying. We want to remind the Rebbeinu Shlom before we mention the Akedah. Why don't you remember the Shua Shenishbat Avraham Avinu b'Har HaMoriah? That you will consider it as if the Akedah is taking place now. Now we'll mention the Akedah. Once we've brought that Shua back up, now we'll mention the Akedah. So going back to the Tefillah after the Akedah. Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, K'mo Shekavash Avraham Avinu Esrachmav, La'asos Ritzoncha B'Leivav Shalem. Just as Avraham, our forefather, suppressed his mercy in order to do your will wholeheartedly, Ken Yichbeshu Rachmechos Kaschom Eolenu. So may your mercy suppress your anger from upon us. And may your mercy overwhelm your attributes. Okay, let's stop here. So there's one diuk that I have that I don't have an answer for. And I'd welcome suggestions. after the shir. Why is it that sometimes we say Ribbono Shel Olam? This is the first time we encounter the words Ribbono Shel Olam in davening. Ribbono Shel Olam is master of the world. And sometimes we find Ribbono Olam, master of the worlds, plural. Here we say Ribbono Shel Olam, there we say master Ribbono Olam. I haven't found anybody that talks about it. Ramash immediately afterwards, in the next fila, we say Ribbono Kol Olam, Adonai Adonim. So why is this Ribbono Shel Olam, there Ribbono Olam? If anybody finds anything, please let me know. So, we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like Avraham Avinu suppresses mercy in order to fulfill your will, so also you should suppress your anger or your mercy should suppress your anger. The Belzeruv, the previous, the middle Belzeruv, Rabbi Yisachar Doiv, once got up before Tkiya Shofar, and he asked the question on this tefillah. He said, the Ribbono Shel Olam has to go learn. We have to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam to go learn how to suppress his anger. He has to go learn from Avraham Avinu. Just like Avraham Avinu suppresses anger, so also you should also suppress, just like he suppressed his mercy, you should suppress your anger. You should just daven that Ribbono Shel Olam should suppress his anger. Why are we telling Ribbono Shel Olam to go learn from Avraham Avinu? So he brought a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Peites Amud Beis says the following. The Gemara talks about Avraham Avinu's journey to Har HaMoriah and the tremendous difficulties that the Sultan placed before him along the way. And the arguments that the Sultan made to Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, when the Sultan saw that Avraham Avinu wasn't listening to him, Amalei, the Sultan said to Avraham Avinu, Ve'elai davar yugunav. There is something that I was a matter that I stole, meaning there's some knowledge that I have for you. Kach shamat me'acharei ha'pargad, I heard in heaven from behind the curtain. Haseh lo'ila ve'in yitzchak lo'ila. That a seh will be slaughtered, a lamb will be slaughtered, and Yitzchak will not be slaughtered. So he kind of spilled the beans to Avraham Avinu before the time. So, basically his argument to Avraham Avinu was, just, why don't you just stop right now? You're not going to be able to offer Yitzchak as a carbon anyway. Amalai. So Avraham Avinu said to the Sultan, Kach einshay shel badai. The punishment for a swindler is, Shafilu Amar Emes in Shaimalai, that even when he tells the truth, people don't believe him. So, Sultan, even if you're telling the truth, you're a swindler, and I can't trust you. Famous story by the boy that cried wolf. You can't believe a swindler. So the Belzerov said that what we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam is, Ribbono Shel Olam, we know the Sultan comes before you, and he tells you all the averis that Bnei Yisrael do. We're asking you, Ribbono Shel Olam, to do the same thing Avraham Avinu did. Tell him, Kach einshay shel badai. This is the punishment of a swindler. That even if he's telling the truth, you can't believe him. K'moy shekavash Avraham Avinu esrachmav. Just like Avraham Avinu suppressed his mercy by telling the Sultan, that this is the punishment of a swindler, a filik shamer, emesain shamer, even when he tells the truth, we're not listening to him. You should also suppress your anger with the same argument. To gain an understanding in what it means, that Avraham Avinu suppressed his mercy. To do your will wholeheartedly. Just to get some insight into what that means, a deeper meaning into what that means. There's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. I believe it's also the Petes. Very interesting Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni says the name of Rabbi Yonasan. My dechsev, what is it? There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Ki ata avinu, you are our father. Ki Avram lo yodanu, because Avram did not know us. V'Yisroel lo yakirenu, and Yisroel did not recognize us. Ata Hashem avinu goyaleinu me'olam shemecha. You, Hashem, are our father and our Redeemer, forever has been your name. That is the pasuk. What is the Gemara is asking? What is this pasuk talking about? Says the Gemara, "Lo osed lavoi yomel ayakadosh baruch hu laAvram." Lo osed lavoi. At the end of days, Hashem is going to say to Avram Avinu, "Banecha chatuli, your children have sinned to me." Amar lefanav. So Avram says to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha, let them be erased for the sanctity of your name. Omar, so Hashem says, Emel el Yaakov, you know what? I'm going to have to bring this to Yaakov. The Havalei Targit Labonim, Avram, Yaakov Avinu had pain raising his children. He knows what it means to raise children with pain. Efshe de Boyarachma Alayu, maybe Yaakov will ask, will daven for them. Amalei, so Hashem says to Yaakov, Vanecha chatu, your children have sinned. Amalei, the fun of it, Yaakov says to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, let them be erased for the sanctity of your name. Amalei, so Hashem says, Lo b'savet tam, v'lo b'da'at keitz. Basically, Hashem says, you know what? Not Avram is not the way to go, and neither is Yaakov. Amalei Yitzchak, so he goes to Yitzchak, and he says to Yitzchak, we'll get there in a minute. Amalei Yitzchak, so he goes to Yitzchak, and he says, Banecha chatuli, your children have sinned to me. Amalei Fanav, so Yitzchak says to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Banai v'loi Banecha? They're my children? They're not your children? Why are you saying banecha? Why are you saying your children have sinned? When they said nasa nishma, karosalem b'ni b'chayri, you call them my firstborn son. Akshav banai v'loi banecha, and all of a sudden now when they're sinning, now they're my children and not yours? Void. Says then Yitzchak says another argument I have. Kama chatu, how much have they sinned already? Kama shenois of shalodam, how long does a person live already? Shivim shana, 70 years. Dal esrin loyanash dalayu. So first take off 20. There's no punishment for the first 20 years, right? So we're left with 50. Poshul luchamshin. We're left with 50. Dal chaf heidele lusa. Now take off 25. Which is nighttime, they're sleeping. Poshul chafei, so all we're left is 25 years. Dal tarta sreya palga, the tzeluya umechal the besakis. And I'll take off half of that, which is 12 and a half, because they're davening, they're eating, and they're going to the bathroom. Right? So all we're left with is 12 and a half years of a person's life. Poshul the tarta sreya palga, all that's left is 12 and a half. If you want to tolerate all of that, I mean, it's only 12 and a half years. If you can tolerate all of that, that's fine. Bimlav, if not, palgalai, palgalach. If not, I'll take half, you take half. Let's call it a day. If you want to put them all on me, I can take it too. I sacrifice myself before you. And this is why Klal Yisrael say, Ki ato avinu, we're talking to Yitzchak. You are our father. Okay. That's more or less what the Gemara says.
Now,
Peretz raised a question. Why did Hashem go to Avram and Yankim first and then go to Yitzchak? The obvious terrorist to that is, we know that Avram represents Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak represents, right? Avram represents the attribute of kindness. Yitzchak represents Midas HaDin. And Yaakov represents Midas HaRachamim. Rachamim is right in between Chesed and Din. So, the Rebbeinu Shlom, if he wants to go to someone who is going to daven for his children, he's going to go to the one that is represents Midas HaDin, or Midas HaChesed, or Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaDin is going to be the last one, which makes the question, the question begs itself, so why is it that Yitzchak was the one that took on our cause, who Yitzchak represents Midas HaDin more than Avraham and Yaakov? It would seem that Avraham and Yaakov should be davening for us, and Yitzchak is the one who should be saying Yimach Lakdusha Shemecha. Another kasha. Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav Kitzayit Befiv. Yitzchak loves Esav. Avraham, when it came to, when Yisrael came with the Yishmael is not behaving, Yishmael is Avraham's son. At the end of the day, Avraham banished Yishmael. Avraham, the Midas HaChesed, the pillar of Chesed, banishes his son, Yishmael. Avraham, the pillar of Chesed, is really ready to slaughter his son, Yitzchak. Yaakov, when he doesn't like what Shimon and Levi do, he curses them. Whereas Yitzchak, who's Midas HaDin, Vayehav Yitzchak is Esav. Yitzchak loves Esav. Something's wrong. There's something here we don't understand. And I believe that we don't understand what Midas HaDin means. What is Din? Din, and it's good to know this because the Yemei HaDin are approaching. But we interpret Din as justice. Now, usually justice is very harsh. Justice is tit for tat. Midah k'neged midah. But that is not the true interpretation of the word din. The true interpretation of the word din is logic. Now it happens to be that justice is logic. Justice is very logical. It's very logical. It's tit for tat is very logical. But when the Gemara wants to say a logical argument, the Gemara will say Bahaladini. Right? It's a din. It's logical. Hadin noisein, which logic gives, says the Gemara. Din means logic. Meaning a logical response is din. It is logical for a parent to have unconditional love to a child. So Yitzchak, who is Midas Hadin, will have unconditional love to a child, no matter who it is. If it's Esav, Vayehav Yitzchak is Esav. Because it's logical that a parent should have unconditional love to a child. Avram Avinu, on the other hand, or Yankiv, have a midah that their kovish rachmav lasos ritzayin chavalei v'sholem. They suppress their natural rachmanis, which is din. Their natural rachmanis is din. The natural rachmanis that a parent has for a child is logical. They suppress their natural rachmanis because of their love of Hashem. That is Avram and Yankiv. So when Hashem tells Avram, banish that child, Avram Avinu, who loves that child to no end, and that's why he didn't want to listen to Sarah in the first place, banishes the child because he suppresses his din, his natural love for the child, because of his love for Hashem. When Hashem tells him, slaughter that child, Avram overcomes his din, which is his logical rachmanis for the child, because of the love of Hashem. So when Hashem comes to Avram and Yaakov and say, Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned to me, right? The natural response would be, My children, I love my children, don't do anything to them. But no. Rabban Shalom, your love comes before anything. Yimachu HaKadosh HaShemecha. Let them be erased for the sanctity of your name. They do so out of their midah of chesed and rachman, which is the love of the Rabban Shalom. Whereas Yitzchak says, oh, one second here. Banai v'lai banecha. They're your children, Rabbeinu Shlaylam. And Midas Hadin gives that you should have unconditional love towards them. So, therefore, half on me, half on you. Let's call it a day. So when we say K'moshe Kavash Avram Avinu Es Rachamav Lasis Ritzayin Chavalei V'Shem, there seems to be an inconsistency here. We're saying just like Avram suppressed his Rachmanis, so you shall suppress your anger. What's the dimyan? Avram suppressed Rachmanis, and we're asking Hashem to suppress anger. No. Avram suppressed his Rachmanis, which was din. Avram suppressed his din, which was Rachmanis, because that is the logical response when you're dealing with one's own child. So also, Rabbi Shlomo, we're asking you to do the same thing. Suppress the din. There is a din against us because we've sinned. Suppress the din, just like Avram Avinu did. And allow your love for us to overcome that din. Like Avram Avinu allowed his love for you to overcome his din. And that's the avoid of Elul. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. If we suppress our natural Midas, our natural attributes for the love of Hashem, which is we're overcoming the din for the love of Hashem. If we're prepared to forfeit the loves that we have to the loves of this world, the taivas of this world, and we're willing to forfeit them for the love of Hashem, then we're zoiche that the Rabbeinu Shlalom suppresses his midas adin for our love. Your compassion should overwhelm your attributes. The Avad Ram explains very simply that the midos, the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are midah keneged midah, are to conduct himself measure for measure. So if a person does good, then he gets good. If a person does bad, he gets bad. We can't afford that kind of conduct. So we ask Hashem that his rachmonis should overcome his midos, his midah keneged midah conduct. V'sikoneis imanu lifnim mishur asadim. And you should enter with us beyond the letter of the law. The Marsham asks, how can we ask that in the merit of the Akedah that Hashem should enter with us beyond the letter of the law? Avraham Avinu didn't act beyond the letter of the law. It was the letter of the law. Hashem told him, slaughter your son. And he was prepared to do so. So that was the letter of the law. He didn't do anything beyond the letter of the law. So how do we ask that in the merit of the Akedah, Hashem should enter with us beyond the letter of the law? And the answer is, according to the Arve Nachal, says that the main nisayon of the Akedah was that Hashem did not command Avraham Avinu to slaughter his son. If Hashem said, "Kachas benchas yichidcha," take your one and only son, that would have been a command. Hashem said, "Kach no," please take your son. Meaning, I'm not commanding you to do so, but it's something that I want. Kach no means, do me a favor. It's not a command. So Avraham Avinu could have said, sorry, I'm not doing that favor. And it would have been fine. But Avraham Avinu, since he knew it was the Ratzon Hashem, even though it wasn't the Tzivui Hashem, it wasn't the command of Hashem, it was the will of Hashem, Avraham Avinu ran to do it. So it was Lifnei Mishur HaSadin. It was beyond the letter of the law. He wasn't obligated to do it. And that's why we say, "K'moy shekavash Avraham Avinu esrachmav lasois ritzoincha b'leiv of sholem." He suppressed his compassion to do your will wholeheartedly. Doesn't say lasos tzivuyach v'leiv avshalom, to do your command. No, lasos ritzoncha. He did Hashem's will. All it was Hashem's will. Kach noz ben chesichich. And that is the real difference between someone who conducts themselves according to the letter of the law and the chassid. The chassid conducts themselves beyond the letter of the law. What is the difference? The difference is, one is fulfilling Hashem's commands, and one is doing the Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is, it's not just the law, it's the spirit of the law. We're supposed to get an idea when we hear Hashem's mitzvahs, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. And those who follow the law to the T, making sure not to be too from, might be fulfilling the laws, but they're missing the point. The point is, as we find constantly in the Psukim, and we say it by Kriya Shema, "In Shemaya Tishmeru El Mitzvos Hashem Alekeichem." Right? We're supposed to not, it's not just Tishmeru as Mitzvos Hashem Alekeichem, not just to observe the mitzvahs. Tishmeru, listen. Listen to what the mitzvahs are about. We're supposed to get an idea of what the Ratzon Hashem is. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want? And that's how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. La'asos ritzaincha b'leiv Avshalom, to fulfill your will with the whole heart. Right. Or, yeah, or instead of punishing us, please.
Like you should.
Right. Well, yeah. The midas adin would be midah kineged midah. Hashem should go beyond the letter of the law.
Was part.
What?
Rachman. Rachman. Okay. So that's it's a blend of his chesed.
Minasadin.
So why he didn't have any input? Because he also.
Minasarachim is still.
Minasarachim is.
Is Ahav is going around the din. Still a Minasarachim. So we continue. This is Naig Imanu Hashem Elokeinu B'midas Chesed B'midas Rachamim. Conduct yourself with us, Hashem our God, with your attribute of kindness and your attribute of compassion. Uvetuvcha agodol, in your great goodness, Yoshev Charenabcha, your burning wrath shall turn aside, may Amcha from your nation, may Ircha from your city, may Arzcha from your land, may Nachlasecha and from your heritage. Okay, now we know that Amcha is Klal Yisrael. Me'ircha is Yerushalayim. Me'artzcha is Eretz Yisrael. U'minach lasecha, and from your heritage. What is that? So the Mepharshim say Minach lasecha is the Beis HaMikdash. According to that, it seems like it's out of order, because we're going from the most specific to the more general. We're going from Ircha, your city, Me'artzcha, from your land, Menach Lasecha, from the Beis HaMikdash. Should say first, Menach Lasecha, Beis HaMikdash, Me'ircha, from your city, Me'artzcha, from your land. Seems to be out of order. And I believe we can understand this based on the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, the Pasuk says that Hashem spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'Oel Moed, in Midbar Sinai, in the desert of Sinai, in the Oel Moed, which was the Mishkan. Be'echad l'chedesh Hasheni, in the first day of the second month. Hashon Hasheni is of the second year. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says there's an inconsistency here. We see by the date that the more specific is mentioned first. Be'echad, the first day. L'chodesh Hasheni, the second month. The Shana Hasheni is of the second year. So first the day is mentioned, then the month, and then the year. Right? More specific first, and then comes the more general. And when it comes to the place where they are, it says, Be'midbar Sinai, Be'oyel Moed. The Midbar Sinai is the Midbar, is the whole desert. Boil Moed is a very specific place. So it says the general before the specifics. So which comes first? Now, HaChaim HaKadosh says that the Oil Moed represents Hashem's presence. The Gemara says, why is Hashem called Makom? We find, right, Baruch HaMakom. Why is Hashem called Makom? The place. Because Hu Mekayim Shel Olam. Hashem is the place of the world. Ve'in Olam Mekayimai. The world is not his place. Hashem is the place. The world is in Hashem. Hashem is not in the world. So Hashem is called Makom. So according to that, says the Rachaim HaKadosh, very good. So Oil Moed represents Hashem's presence. So that's more general than Midbar Sinai. So Midbar Sinai is more specific, and then more general is Midbar Sinai, and that is Oil Moed. So according to that, this also works out very well. And from Ircha, Me'artzcha, right, first the city, then the land, umanach lasecha, And then the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence, which encompasses everything. The Kayim Lanu, and observe for us, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, is Ador Shevitachtonu B'Sod Yosecha, that you have promised us in your Torah, Yidei Moshe Avdecha, through Moshe, your servant, Ka'amor, Zocharti Es B'Risi Yaakov, I have remembered my covenant with Yaakov, Avas Brisi Yitzchak, and also my covenant with Yitzchak, Avas Brisi Avram Ezkor, and also my covenant with Avram, I will remember, V'Horetz Ezkor, and I will remember the land. Rashi asks, why are they always mentioned backwards? V'Zachati Es Brisi Yaakov, Avas Brisi Yitzchak, Avas Brisi Avram Ezkor. So Rashi says that we're asking Hashem, remember the covenant of Yaakov. That should be sufficient. If that's not sufficient, then we'll bring in the big guns, Yitzchak. And if that's not sufficient, we'll have to bring in Avram too. But Yaakov itself should be sufficient. And then Rashi asks, why isn't there any Zechira mentioned by Yitzchak? It says, V'zacharti es b'risi Yaakov, I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, Af Es Brisi Yitzchak, and also my covenant with Yitzchak. It doesn't say Ezkar, Af Es Brisi Avram Ezkar. So it says Zechira by Yaakov, it says remembrance by Yaakov, it says remembrance by Avram, it doesn't say remembrance by Yitzchak. Says Rashi brings from Chazal, that if a foray shall Yitzchak, Tzavur Umunach Lefnei Kisei HaKavod, that the ashes of Yitzchak are piled in front of the Kisei HaKavod. So Hashem doesn't need to remember Yitzchak. He sees it in front of his eyes all the time. So that's why Zechira is not mentioned by Yitzchak. We say by the Zechronis on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we say by the Bracha of Zechronis, we say the Akedah that Avraham Avinu slaughtered Yitzchak his son should be seen by you. Right? We don't say it should be remembered by you. We say it should be seen by you, because a farah is sovereign munach of Kisei HaKavod. Because the ashes are standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod, we ask Hashem that he should just see the ashes in front of the Kisei HaKavod. To stay too long for the next minute. So we will, Mirtz Hashem, continue next week. After the helfen and the schus of Akedas Yitzchak, we should be zoiche that Rabbanu Shalom should be koivish the din from upon us. Yichbishu rachamecho as kaschu mayoleinu. Yigod rachamecho midasecho. We shall all be zoiche to exceed achsinu toivin. I get convinced here.